Chapter 9 The Fine Furry Friends Fair. The ponies took the train past Manhattan to arrive at the Winnieland Board Trot in the morning, leaving enough time to catch a few rides, play some games, and dip their tired hooves in the sparkling sea before it was time to get ready for the big competition. Fluttershy, however, was far too nervous to play or eat caramel popcorn. She and Angel decided it would be much better to rest in the competitor's tent, taking care of the tiny crystal ewes until the afternoon. That way, they would be ready to face the crowd with their brand new routine when it was their turn. Fluttershy was trying not to let her nerves rub off on Angel, but it was so hard. She had always had a difficult time in front of crowds, whether it was just to help Ponyville Pegasi lift the water to Cloudsdale by creating a tornado, or singing with the Pony Tones Quartet. She'd done well competing in the relay at the Equestria Games, but it was as if she'd spent all her confidence on that one event.
"Are you sure you don't want to come and ride the Radical Rainboom with me and Lightning Dust?"
Rainbow Dash asked one last time. The sound of ponies and screaming on the rides could be heard outside.
"It might just be the best thing that's ever going to happen!"
The Rainbow Pegasus was practically vibrating with excitement.
"Like ever!"
"No, thank you, Rainbow Dash," Fluttershy said, shifting from hoof to hoof and finally taking a seat next to a purple ewe. She began to pet her. "But I hope you have a nice time."
Rainbow looked at her sideways.
"I hope you're not staying here to practice, because ever since I got Spitfire to come to Ponyville to coach you and Angel, you guys have got it down."
Rainbow Dash threw her hooves in the air.
"I swear!"
Then she took off like a rocket toward the board trot to get in line for the Radical Rainboom. A few moments later, Twilight Sparkle and Rarity stopped in. Twilight smiled at Fluttershy.
"We were just going to get some apple fritter funnel cakes. Do you want to come?"
"No, no, really,"
Fluttershy insisted, peeking her eye outside the tent. Hundreds of ponies and their furry friends were starting to fill the bleachers. Fluttershy could feel her heart beating a little faster.
"I just want to stay here for now and rest."
"If you insist, darling," Rarity tutted and raised a suspicious eyebrow. "Just don't forget to put on your costumes before it's your turn to go out on the field, okay? They are really going to add a little something to the performance, trust me."
"We won't forget, will we, Angel?"
Fluttershy patted him on the head. The little bunny held up his brand new sky blue velveteen vest and nodded his head vigorously.
"I won't forget."
It was cute to see how excited Angel was about his big day.
"Oh, I just knew he would love velvet," Rarity gushed. "Just the right fabric to make a rabbit look dapper."
"Yes, it's very nice. Now go ahead and I'll see you girls later,"
Fluttershy said, pushing her friends out of the tent.
What did a pony have to do to get some peace and quiet around here?
"I'm just going to get ready."
"Okay," said Twilight, looking back over her shoulder. She turned and whispered something to Rarity as the two ponies left.
"Phew," said Fluttershy, looking at Angel. "Those ponies sure do fuss a lot. What should we do now that they're gone?"
Angel pointed to his watch and then to the costume rack, where Fluttershy's dress was hanging. It was a frilly getup, complete with a blue bonnet, a lace dress with puffy white sleeves, and a staff decorated in blue bows. Fluttershy winced. It was a little bit much for her simple taste, but she had to wear it. She didn't want to hurt Rarity's feelings. All her friends had been so nice in arranging special treats to help her overcome her fear of the competition. Twilight had brought her the tiny ewes. Rainbow Dash had rallied Spitfire to coach them. Rarity had sewn the costumes. Pinkie Pie had been their constant cheerleader. And Applejack had built a special tiny sheep pen for the new flock. They were all so generous. What if she failed them? Her heart started to beat fast,
and she began to hyperventilate.
Angel cocked his head to the side. He looked worried and a little more nervous himself.
Fluttershy took a deep breath and composed herself.
Phew! Okay, you're right, Angel, Fluttershy said. I should probably get dressed.
She grabbed the outfit and nuzzled Angel's nose.
Watch the hues while I go put this on, okay, little sweetie? I'll be right back.
But 10 minutes later, when Fluttershy returned to the tent, covered head to hoof in frilly lace, the flock of crystal ewes was gone. And so was Angel Bunny.